1776 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Remember, spring is 13 days away. Next week is daylight savings time. Your ground is pretty barren of snow for most of you listening to the program, so you may want to take advantage of a nice day like today. It's going to be, where I live in Maine, it's going to be in the high 40s today. Good day to get out there and start to clean up the yard. You know, pick up the branches. And if you have pockets of leaves, break up all those leaves, throw them in your compost pile, and let's start the process. Let's start to edge the beds and rake the lawn. And if you had crabgrass last year, you may want to think about getting down a product like Turf Builder Plus Halts, Super Turf Builder Plus Halts, a corn gluten if you want to stay natural. If there's moss, you want to put down some lime or some MagiCal from Jonathan Green. If you have some wet spots and every time it rains you get great big puddles, or if your garden soils are really, really wet and you've got some clay, think about putting down the liquid gypsum. And on the side of the road where you've had a lot of salt and snow dump during the winter, spray that area with the liquid gypsum. And that will get the salt out of the ground a lot quicker. It will break apart the clay, and your grass will grow better on there. If you have fruit trees, now's the time to get out there and prune those fruit trees. They need to be, sprayed with horticultural oil while they're dormant to kill any eggs that were left on that plant from last year and to try and eliminate diseases organically. If you have lime sulfur, use lime sulfur. And there's a new product on the market that's better. It's called copper fungicide. Totally organic. It's all natural. But it's going to replace the lime sulfur spray, and it's a liquid copper fungicide, and you can find it in all of the garden centers right now. And Take that product, not just your fruit trees, but flowering crabs, dogwoods, and roses. Spray your roses with this liquid copper. It will make a big, big difference. And you may want to start looking for a product. There is, those of you that grew tomatoes or potatoes and you got that late blight last year, there's a product from Texas called Actinovate. A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. Actinovate. And this is a natural fungus type, bacteria type product that will prevent the late blight of your tomatoes. So if you had it really, really bad, like a lot of us did, you may want to think about looking for this at your local garden center and ask them if they don't have it. Tell them you heard it at my show and that they should get it in stock so that you can use it when you're working in the garden. Okay, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. We'll work together to help you to have a great gardening season, and spring is going to be early. Keep saying that to yourself. The weather's good. Let's keep it that way, Mother Nature. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Lucy on the line, who's calling about her blueberry bushes.
Okay, Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have some blueberry bushes that are quite old. They're probably 25, 30 years old. They bore blueberries, but I didn't take care of them that much. They kept growing tall, and I kept cutting them, but they're not producing the way they should. So this year, I've made up my mind that I would like to prune them the way they should, but I can't understand how to do it because I got on the Internet, so that's my problem. I'd like to bring them back so they can be shot so I can pick the blueberries.
Okay. What you want to do is, first thing you need to do is to feed them with an acid-based fertilizer, and you can find a product like Holly Tone made by Espomer, or Acid Adorn is made by Bradford Organics. It's a division of Purina Food. But you want to use an acid-based fertilizer because they love an acidic type soil.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that blueberries like is they need to have a couple of inches of either compost or bark mulch around the plant. And that insulates the plant during the heat of summer to hold the moisture in the ground when it gets really hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps them during the winter. So feed them, put down some bark mulch around them or some compost, and then wait until the plant begins to swell the buds.
Yes, it looks like it's starting now.
Okay, that's good. Any branch that does not have any flower buds on it, those are the branches that you want to remove. Any branch that has a bud, leave it there, and they will give you flowers and then eventually some fruit. And that's what they do so that you don't lose any fruit on your plant. If the plant is getting to be too big, then you can basically take a foot or two off of the entire plant at this time of the year, and that way all of the backup buds will come, but you will lose all of your berries. So it's either do a dramatic prune now before the buds swell so that the energy that's in the plant will break all of the backup buds, and then the plant will come in and it will bloom the following year, or you can do it gradually, and the gradual method is any non-productive branches are removed when you visibly see buds on your plant that you know are going to be flower buds, and that way the backup buds on what remains will mm-hmm. make new shoots and it will become thicker.
Mm-hmm. Now, do I do this each year?
Yes.
Cut them down each year like a foot or two. on the top.
No, you wouldn't.
Like.
You wouldn't do that every year. You would do that every year for any of the non-productive branches.
Okay.
But if you just want to control the size of the plant at the same time, you would take a foot or more off now, because sometimes blueberries will get up to be 6-7 feet tall.
Well, that's where they are now.
Yeah. So if you feel that they're just too tall, you could go to the plant right now and cut that plant so that it's 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. Take out the pruners and just give it a real severe haircut. Fertilize it. It will make all kinds of new growth in the spring. You won't have any berries, but at least you'll have brought the plant down.
Okay.
And then by you feeding it with a rhododendron fertilizer, and if you did that spring, do it, you know, in the next month or so. And then again during June or early July, because your blueberry is going to be making the flower buds during the summer and the early fall for the following year. So now is your chance to say, okay, you're too big. I'm going to cut you back to the size that I can handle. It's going to help you to become thicker and fuller. Then I'm going to feed you in July, and next year you're going to be an awesome blueberry plant. But remember, put some bark mulch or some compost on it, pine needles, and keep the lime away from the blueberry, and they'll be beautiful. And there are times that you have to say, I'm going to sacrifice the blueberries, but in the long run, you're going to have a much better plant. 800-259-9231. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And if you live in Maine, this coming weekend, the 11th through the 14th, is the Maine Flower Show in Portland. So you may want to put that on your calendar. The Maine Flower Show, the 11th through the 14th. And we'll give you more information as the program develops this morning. But write that down. And it will really make you think that spring is here. And it is. Jared, who's up first?
Okay, we have Sue on the line who's calling about some red spots in her lawn.
Okay, Sue, good morning. How can we help you this today?
Good morning, Paul. I was out yesterday playing pickup sticks, and I noticed that I had areas on my lawn that have this red. The grass is a little bit higher, and it's all tinged with red.
Okay. Now, was it just the blade that was red, or were they like little fibers connecting the blades with red?
Ah, good question. Let me go out and look.
The thing that you want to do, Sue, is this.
Yes.
And one of the really important parts of spring is to give the grass a good cleaning. And because sometimes any of the fungus problems that it's individual blades.
It's individual blades. Okay. It's like almost looks like there's a moth, and then there's these blades coming up out of it, these red spots.
Okay. That is something that can be easily cleaned.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that you want to, hopefully you will never get, is when the blades are red, but you have fibers, and it almost looks like it's cotton candy on your lawn.
Okay.
And that's something called red thread. It's a little bit too early for that, but the way Mother Nature has been giving us weather and temperatures this year, who knows what it's going to be. But the first step, I wouldn't put any disease control on it just yet.
Okay.
What I want you to do is to get a bamboo rake or one of those plastic leaf rakes and really give the lawn a good cleaning. Because sometimes when the blades are all matted down with the weight of the snow and the rain, if one blade has a fungus and it's leaning up against it, it will spread it from blade to blade. By raking it, you stand up all the individual blades of grass, and that way there's less spreading.
Okay.
So if you give it a real good cleaning and fertilize the lawn, some of that discoloration will fade with a good application of fertilizer. And
okay.
I know it's only March, but it's time to put down your lawn fertilizer right now. A lot of the garden centers are open. They have sales on either a four-step or on individual bags. And it's time to get it out. And a lot of that color change will disappear with the application of fertilizer. Now, just keep an eye on it, and if you see that it gets to be bigger spots or more of them develop in the lawn, then you can get a product called Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. And Serenade is a product that takes care of fungus in the garden, but they have a new lawn fungicide, totally organic, totally natural, and you can apply it. But it's still a little bit early for that, and usually at this time of the year, some of that discoloration is due to where you had ice buildup on your lawn, where you had some compaction with maybe you or the kids or even the dog running across the snow and pushing all of the blades of grass flat, one on top of the other, and they stayed that way, and they really couldn't breathe or move properly, so you get some discoloration. But normally, a good raking, a nice application of a general-purpose fertilizer, and you're going to see the grass will come right back. And again, just watch it, and if you see that it gets bigger or there's more of them, then use a fungicide. But for now, cleaning and feeding should be in good shape.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Jared, who's, I think, well, we may be able to squeeze one more in. Let's give it a try.
Okay, we have Bob on the line calling about rose bushes.
Bob, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Okay, Bob, why don't you hold on? We're coming up right to the break, and we'll talk to you as soon as the news, weather, and sports has been given to you, and we'll talk to you about roses. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Well, now we go to Bob, who's calling about his rose bushes.
That's right. Bob, good morning. Thank you for waiting. We appreciate that. How can we help you with the roses today?
Good morning, Paul. I have about a dozen hybrid tea roses that I've grown for years, and this is the first year I can remember when they've grown to be about 5 or 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Of the weather. And, you know, generally in the past, what I would do is just cut them back, cut out any dead wood. But now it looks like I'm going to have to be cutting them a lot further back. What would you recommend?
Well, I mean, I would cut them down to 3 feet anyways. You don't have to go back to a foot or something like that. But I would cut them back to about 3 feet.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can do now. I remember when I first was in college and came home during spring break, which was usually about this time of the year, that was the time that we potted up all of our roses. We would get in all of our roses, bare root, in great big boxes. We'd take them out and set them in water overnight. We had a pond at the nursery that I worked at, and we'd let them sit in the water overnight. And then the next morning, we would prune back the root system to help to remove any dry tips. And then we would thin out the roses. And when we got them in the box, they were about 2 feet long. We would cut them back to about 15 inches.
So it's not too early to do that?
It's time right now.
Okay. The other thing
that you want to do is when you prune them, okay, you're going to have some good size cuts on them. Make sure that that cut is at a slight angle, so that way water doesn't build up on it. And then spray the ends where you have pruned it. We always use wilt-proof or some type of a sealant like that, wilt-stop or wilt-proof, and that seals where you made the cut. And that will prevent them from drying out with the wind. But this is the time to do it right now.
Okay. The other question I had was, when I cut back the flowers, I've always cut them back to just about the first group of five leaves. And I heard you mention a couple of weeks ago to cut them back to the second group of five leaves. I was wondering what the difference is.
The difference is that you will have new flowers faster. This is the recommendation by the National Rose Growers Association. And they've, in their publications, they recommend that you cut it just above the second set of five leaflets. And by pruning it that way, it's going to stimulate that you will get a flower bud and a bloom within a three-week period during June, July, and August.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And the other thing that you want to do too, Bob, is when you're pruning that plant back, dig around the immediate base of the plant to see if there's any shoots that are coming out of the ground. Because sometimes roses, you'll get suckers. And any of these suckers that develop below that graft, and the graft looks like a fist, anything that develops below that is a sucker, and it will grow real, real quick. But you won't have any blossoms, and especially on climbing ones, it's very hard to determine. But just dig around it, any suckers, remove it, anything broken, anything dead. But, you know, 4 to 5 foot, it's time to bring it down to about 3. And then it's not too early to put some food on them. So put a handful or two of a rose fertilizer, work it into the soil, and that way when the weather conditions are right, and it's really warming up, the food is there, and that will give the rose bush a nice early start. And that's what we're looking for, an early spring this year. Thank you, Bob. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Will on the line, who's got a question about the tomato blight.
Okay, Will, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Is, last fall you mentioned that this spring you were going to come up with a remedy that we had the problem last year with the tomato plant leaves turning brown from that blight.
Yes. There is a new product from Texas, and I'll give you the website. It's www.naturalindustries, N-A-T-U-R-A-L, industries.com, and they have a product called Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E, Actinovate. And this is a product that you're going to mix into the soil at the time of planting, and you're going to use it a couple of times during the growing season. And it's a natural product worked on by some of the universities in the southern part of the country where they really have it bad there. And it's going to take care of the problem. The one thing that you have to do is you have to clean the soil first. So you want to try and make sure that if you grew potatoes, that you do not plant them in the same area, because if a potato survived the winter and it sprouts in the middle of new potatoes, whatever survived contains the virus. So put your potatoes in a different location. Put your tomatoes in a different location, and that way if any seedlings should germinate, you can get rid of them because they will be contaminated. And clean any, when you rake the garden, if there's any roots from your tomato plant still there, pull them out and get them out of the garden. So a good cleaning, and then this actinovate. And go to your garden center. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. It's readily available from their distributors, and it's the only product that I've been able to find that's designed for that purpose, for tomato and potato late blight. And again, that website will have detailed information on how to use it and when to use it and the amount and things like that. But there's going to be a lot of it used this year after the problems we had last year with the box stores, because they were the ones responsible. The people are surprised that supplied the box stores with the plant called Bonnie. They had contaminated soil, contaminated plants, and they were shipped into the Northeast, and it just went through. If we had had a normal summer, the problem would not have been as bad as it was. But because we had 21 inches of rain, because we had the coldest summer ever recorded in the Northeast, plus the wettest, this fungus went right through everybody's garden. That's what happens when you don't sterilize your soil properly. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Chris on the line, who's calling about blueberry bushes.
Okay. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling from Carver.
Okay.
I planted some blueberry bushes last May, and one of the heavy snowfalls we got broke a lot of the branches. The bushes are like maybe 2.5-3 foot bushes, but a lot of the tips are broken, and a lot of where the crotch, where there's like a crotch formed. I know before I've heard you speak about like repairing a tree.
Right.
Like you could, you know, put it back together and then somehow screw it together or something. I don't know if that's worth doing with a blueberry bush or if I should snip it back. I'm not quite sure what to do.
Okay. Any of the broken tips, then you want to cut those out. Because
how
you can't
far
repair
back
it.
Do I cut?
Oh, you just want to go about a half an inch below the break.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you had a crotch and the crotch separated, what you want to do is take your time and just get a roll of, you can use duct tape if you can get some narrow stuff, or you can probably just use masking tape or the black electrical tape, and take the two branches where the crotch broke and try and match it as close as possible, because blueberries don't have very big branches. And then wrap the stem with some electrical tape or masking tape or something like that. And you want to try and get it as tight as possible. There's a very good chance if you can line up where it broke, put it back into position, and hold it like that with the tape, that it will stick together and regrow as one unit. And you're going to have to leave it like that for a year, maybe two. If you have a branch that's the size of your finger, of your index finger, and you can pull them together, then you can get a very thin wood screw that's got like a wide thread on it where it screws in.
I want to use I don't want to use steel, right? Would I use like a brass wood screw or?
Yeah, you want to use something that's not going to rust.
Okay.
So, but you don't want to use copper. You want to use brass. Okay. And if you go, any hardware store will have brass screws that you can put in there. But if it's a really skinny branch, then the screw is going to end up creating more damage. So if you've got branches and they're the size of your index finger, and pull it together, and then, you know, have somebody give you a hand and hold the two branches at the crotch together. Put a wood screw in there, but you want to make sure that the screw doesn't go all the way through.
Okay.
And then the other thing that works pretty good is bring just a regular candle with you. And once you've put all of these screws into the branches, you want to try and fill any split in that stem with some candle wax.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if it isn't windy, just light the candle, let it drip onto the screw, and then with your finger kind of rub that wax in there, and that will prevent moisture from getting in. And as the plant begins to heal, it will push the wax out and eventually even hide the head of that screw, and then you'll be in great shape.
Okay, excellent.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. You have a wonderful weekend. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pat calling in with some questions about grass.
Okay, Pat, let's talk about your lawn.
Good morning. Oh, I have a reseeded lawn, but I've noticed a lot of weeds. It has to be reseeded, I meant to say. In other words, it was seeded late last year.
Yeah.
And now we have weeds everywhere, and I know it has to be reseeded, but how do I get rid of those weeds without hurting new grass seed?
Okay. If you try and put a broadleaf weed killer on those weeds,
mm-hmm.
it's going to kill the seed.
Okay.
So what I would like to see you do now is I would like to see you get out on your grass,
yep.
give it a real good raking, and get all of the dead plant debris out. I want you to plant some grass seed. And once you have mowed the grass twice, which will probably be in early to mid-June, then you can use a liquid broadleaf weed killer, and that won't hurt the new seeding. But if you kill the weeds and you can't plant grass because you've got an open spot, the weeds will come right back.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scotts lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Remember, if you live in Maine, the Maine State Flower Show is this coming weekend, the 11th through the 14th. Don't miss it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Debbie on the line. Debbie's calling about a Japanese holly.
Okay, Debbie, how can we help you with the Japanese holly? What's happening?
Hi. Last year... let's see. First of all, Japanese holly, three plants, and I have them in a, like, making a hedge. And, it's about a foot and a half high by 3 feet wide and about 5 feet long. Last year, I asked you if I could take about, 6 inches off the top, shear it, and you said, yeah, as long as I leave the sides green. So I did all that, and then the green finally filled in back on the top. Now this year, I was wondering if I could take I would like to shear about 6 inches off the front and the back and leave the top all green and the two ends would be green. Would it be all right to do this?
Yep. If you're going to do it, you want to do it during March. And once you get the plant to the size that you want, then just a light shearing every single year can keep it that way.
Okay.
Now, one thing that I was always told by a man who grew a lot of holly and ilex and boxwood, if you want to use it for a hedge, look at the direction that the hedge runs, and then look at the direction of the sun. If the sun is coming up and hitting the hedge in the morning on one side, and then at midday it's directly above it, and then at the end of the day it's hitting the opposite side, your hedge is going to be okay. If your hedge is running the opposite direction, and you're only getting sun on one side of the hedge all day and nothing on the back side of the hedge, what they recommend to do is cut it so that it's in the shape of a box, straight up one side, straight up the other, flatten the top, and then at the corners, cut a slight angle so that it will go up. It will cut into the plant a little bit, then it's flat, and then cuts down a little bit. So instead of having three angles, it has five angles. The light will have an easier time to bend around the hedge so that the backside stays green. If you have a wall and the light can't bend over it, then that side is going to get thin and you'll lose all of the green leaves. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes.
Okay. But this is the time to do it now, during March, okay. And then feed it, get some holly tone or that acid loving fertilizer, granule.
And also, mine gets full sun all day, so it's like one side's in the east and the other side's in the west, so I should be all
then
set.
Then you should be all set, and you can keep it cut to any shape that you want.
Okay. So in the holly tone. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you, Debbie. You have a great weekend. And, you know, this is the time. The weather's nice today. You know, they're talking for Maine in the low 50s, high 40s. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, it's going to be even warmer than that. So, you know, say to yourself, spring is less than 2 weeks away. Let's get outside. Let's start raking the lawn, cleaning the perennial beds, and, you know, applying lime. It's time. And I'd be willing to bet that some of the God centers probably have pansies now, and you can plant pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas at this time of the year. These plants have been acclimated to the cold weather. And when I was working in the nurseries, it was really funny for many years. The nursery that I worked at in Scituate, Mass, called Kennedy's Country Gardens, we would order the pansies in, and within a week it would snow. The snow would melt, and the pansies were beautiful. And every year I kept telling my boss, get them in earlier so we can get this last snowstorm out of the way. But if you plant pansies now, and the weather gets cold, it doesn't hurt it. Pansies love the cold. Johnny Jump-Ups, violas. So when you go out to the garden center, say, hey, do you have any pansies? I'm anxious.